All right, I think we're good to go. Hold on, let me stop this real quick. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Today is April 24th. It's a Friday. Now, we love Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, who doesn't love Friday?
True.
There's like a million and one songs about Fridays, too.
Mm-hmm.
And thank everybody for listening. I thank everybody at the top of the podcast, as opposed to the end of it. But thank everybody for listening. This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at rhanson817. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's nice outside too. Mm-hmm. It's like 60 something degrees, a little breezy, but it's all good.
All good until that wind kicks up and it's like, oh, that's right, I forgot it is allergy season. How you doing?
Knock on wood, my allergies are they're still there,
mm-hmm.
but working through them.
Dig it. Okay.
The Flonase and Zyrtec D combination is that's like the 1-2 punch right there.
Okay.
That's the
That's the Mike Tyson uppercut?
Well, I was gonna say 2-piece and a biscuit or
okay.
whatever other analogy you like to. I'm not gonna say it wouldn't be the Mike Tyson uppercut.
Okay.
But it would be kind of like if you were playing like Mike Tyson's punch out. Because the uppercut just totally just knocks you out instantly.
Okay.
It doesn't knock me out instantly. So it doesn't knock it out instantly, but it's kind of like a it's like that jab like right hook kind of combo. Okay.
All right. Just enough to keep it at bay?
Yes. It's not an uppercut. At least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like we said, it's Friday. It's April 24th. I enjoy doing the podcast on a Friday because it's like, oh, wow, it's Friday and day off, or at least for me, and
mm-hmm.
end of the work week. Nothing wrong with doing it on Monday, but this is a nice change.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I want to get the important stuff out of the way first.
Okay.
Because it's been a very hectic, probably like week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we touched on some things last week. And I feel like I want to get into, not so much in depth, but I feel like you turn on the news, you go on Twitter, I feel like all it is like, I feel like I've seen nothing but bad news. It's been like bad news and Dogecoin. That's about it. It's been those two things. It's like it's either buy Dogecoin or it's, by the way, such and such passed away. You're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And Dogecoin is not doing well today.
Oh, it's on a roller coaster, if you
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to talk about Dogecoin.
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, we can, but mm-hmm. I mean, man, it's just there's not much to talk about. I want to get this out of the way because I felt like I wanted to talk about it last week, and I didn't want to get into it because I didn't want to bring down the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a couple things. First off, obviously, with the people that listen, we have friends, we have family, I have work friends, whatever have you, and probably within the last week, you say how things come in threes.
Sure.
I feel like every time I went on Facebook, like I said, Facebook or Twitter or social media, besides famous people we know unfortunately passing away, like DMX,
mm-hmm.
and today Shock G, mm-hmm. aka Humpty Hump,
mm-hmm.
what he's probably better known as, and he passed away today, 57 I think I saw.
Mm-hmm.
We have like friends and family that passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to put too much of their business out there, but I feel like it needs to be said. So, I mean, first off, rest in peace to our friend Danielle. Her girlfriend Courtney passed away
mm-hmm.
recently. Courtney, I have her name here because I want to get it right. Courtney Lynn Giarita.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away at 40 years old, dude.
Yeah.
40.
Yep.
I'm 40. Mm-hmm. Well, 41. 40, 42 in June. But it's just so wild. And she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Chris Nelson, his father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
James Richard Nelson passed away. And actually, a newer person who I met. You don't know him, but I met him through the bar that I work at, the Ferryman on First.
Right.
His name was George Robert Palermo. Italian, Dutch, owned two bars in Hoboken, kind of like a legend in that town.
Right.
And he passed away recently. He was 92, though.
Okay.
Not that it makes a difference, but he had a little bit of a run. And he had a great run, and he had plenty of family and friends to make his memory live on. But, I mean, just in a week alone, it's just like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when is this... I'm not a fan of this trend.
No.
Of just people passing away. And not only that, it's like people, unfortunately, like the three people we mentioned, like we knew Courtney through Danielle, but we met Courtney at a time where it was like right before COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really never really got a chance to really like get to know her. Like we were able to hang out every once in a while, but unfortunately she was sick. And it's like it's just a shame because it's like, damn, it's like never really got a chance to really like connect, you know? So, I mean, that sucks. And then like Chris, like his father, like I never met his father, but I know Chris.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
I never met his father, but I know, you know, obviously Chuck and Katie have a relationship with him and I'm assuming his family and everything like that. So it's just, it stinks. And then with this guy, George Palermo, everybody called him Mr. P, 92 years old. He was like in the Vietnam War. Like he had stories for days.
He
was like that guy. And everybody, anytime he would come to the bar, everybody was like, oh my God. Like he would just start talking to people. People want to buy him drinks and everything like that. Cause it's like, you know, he still had his wits about him at 92 years old.
Right.
But it's just, it's been a rough week, man. Mm-hmm. It's been a rough fucking week, dude. So, I mean, first off, I mean, I want to say rest in peace and paradise and power and to all of those people that I just mentioned. And obviously, this podcast is, we try to keep it lighthearted but topical.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, I dedicate this to them.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Even though a lot of times we talk about nonsense and we like I said, we keep things topical, but we try to keep it lighthearted because, you know, there's enough like bad news out there in the world, right? So it's just like, if you can sit and have a laugh and maybe have a cocktail while you're listening to this, for like an hour, hour and a half.
I think that's something that all three of them combined would appreciate.
Yeah.
So if that's what we can do for other people, then I think that's a perfect way to memorialize people of varying degrees of closeness. I think almost universally you could say, you know what, if you can be around, you know, good people, and obviously, you know, we're incredibly, incredibly close, and hopefully the people that listen to this are of varying degrees of closeness to yourself, to me, to both of us, get a laugh, grab a cocktail,
sure,
pour yourself something, enjoy yourself in that sense, because that's what they would want.
What's the phrase? Sometimes you have to laugh to keep yourself from crying.
Sure.
So hopefully if we can do that, then mission accomplished, right?
Of course.
And like I said, not to bring the mood down, because it is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous outside. And just, whew, yeah, I'm looking forward to just enjoying a day off on a Friday, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And all I think of is that song. It's like, it's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, but it's Friday then. You know the song, right?
Maybe.
It's a fairly new song, but it's a remix of like a bunch of other songs.
Okay,
I might play like a tiny little snippet of it, just so you know. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's get down to business.
Hey, yo.
You are now listening to
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole. No.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
So like I said, it's Rabbit Hole Podcast. It's Kevin K. Diddy. Our hints 817. Mm-hmm. Kevin and Bobby. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail swag. So obviously I wanted to get the serious stuff out of the way, and then we'll go back and touch on it maybe a little bit later.
Okay.
But I also, with looking at my notes and everything, I like to call this the Kevin K. Diddy apology tour.
Uh-oh.
There's a couple of apologies I need to throw out there.
Okay. Did someone come at you with the receipts?
I mean, are these
tweets aged poorly?
No, but it's just, there's a couple of things. Once I got a little more news about everything, and it's just like, okay, I guess maybe we jumped to conclusions. Maybe I had perceptions of things, and now I got the full picture, and I was like, wow, you know what? I guess I was wrong about that.
Okay.
First off, on a more serious thing, I want to apologize for not really getting into the Dante Wright situation that happened mm-hmm. last week. I didn't really want to talk about it because I was kind of frustrated. Because obviously, these stories of young black men, black women getting pulled over by police, mm-hmm. and somehow, whether it's a routine traffic stop or whatever have you, and then they end up being dead by the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems like it's become way too common, way too typical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of it. And the way I look at it too, even if the person is guilty, it is not the police officer's job to kill them. Unless they're being threatened, unless they feel fully threatened, weapons are getting drawn out, whatever have you. I mean, it's like, all right, look, you can be guilty. You could commit crimes. It doesn't mean that you kill the person right then and there.
It's a constitutional right to a fair and just trial.
So, obviously, with the Dante Wright situation, from what I've read and what I've seen, I mean, it was a routine traffic stop. It was in mm-hmm. Minnesota. Cop pulls him over, apparently, supposedly for air fresheners.
They ran his plate and he had warrants.
Right, he had arrest warrants. He was under the impression he was getting pulled over because obstruction of view, air fresheners. That's what he was telling his mom on the phone.
Right, okay.
And then, you know, apparently the cops are trying to arrest him. There's a scuffle. Police officer pulls out what they assume was a taser to tase him
mm-hmm.
and shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Fatally. The police officer was shocked. They were like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know what I mean? Like, they, to paraphrase everything that happened, they sure. were under the impression that it was a taser, but they actually pulled out a gun instead and shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously all these stories, it's, you don't want to paint things with a white paintbrush. I feel like this was truly an accident, but unfortunately, there's a lot of, well, how do you confuse a taser with a handgun? How do you... How, I mean, like, do police officers not use mace anymore? I mean, is that it's either taser or some weapon? I remember what happened to mace.
Not other than thinking about that traffic stop with the lieutenant in the army, the African American lieutenant. Right. They maced him.
Yeah.
So they have mace.
So like, I mean, all these things have to be case by case, right? Because you don't want to just be like, oh, here we go again. But at the same time, there's a part of me that's like, well, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
And it disturbs me. It upsets me. Because regardless of whether this person, I mean, obviously they had arrest warrants. So something on their end they had done incorrectly or committed crimes.
Yes or no, though. Like,
But hear me out. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you can't help but think if this person were white, this person would probably still be breathing.
Having, like, not for nothing and not putting my business too much out there, I've had warrants for not paying a fine, not paying a parking ticket, being put on a payment plan for a ticket or something like that and missing a payment. If you are a father and you don't pay child support, you can go to jail. Like, again, having warrants is a complete, like, I've been put in handcuffs probably at least as many times as I have fingers on my hands. And that's, again, this is my business. I'll put it out there. I don't give a fuck. It hasn't happened in a very long time, and I've learned from those mistakes.
It's a different Bobby now.
Somewhat. I just don't go out as much anymore.
Sure.
And I pay my shit off.
Well, there you go.
I never once thought to myself, like, this is not going to end well. And I am a minority. I happen to be, according to whomever you see on Twitter that day, I could be more or less the ideal minority. Some now might say that it's more of a problem as being this particular minority. I cannot fathom. Now, in fairness, I've also never thought about running from the cops either. I am asthmatic and short.
That's the other thing that makes this not a perfect situation.
It's all gray. It's all areas.
It's
of gray.
Yeah. It's hella gray.
Well, look at what happened with George Floyd.
Right.
That again. You know, depending upon whose account you believe, yes, there are varying degrees of that story, and yes, ultimately it's always do not resist and everything like that, and that's fine. And I agree with that. Again, we have people in our lives, mutually and otherwise, that are cops, that are good cops, that just want to get home to their families because, you know what, we like their kids too.
Sure.
And we don't want to see that something bad ever happen to them or otherwise.
Right.
And also, though, we can say confidently that they might not engage in this level of maybe mistake or otherwise.
I feel like outside of the metropolitan area, I just feel like everybody, I feel like there's a different set of rules that regular people and the police play by. I feel like outside of the metropolitan area, from people just like right to bear arms, people just casually just having guns. I know, but it just,
and a lot of it's just outside of Jersey in general.
Yeah,
because Jersey is so incredibly strict with their gun regulation.
But I mean, besides that, just in terms of people just casually having guns, mm-hmm. cops just pulling people over for whatever reason, and then you keep hearing these stories happen. Because I feel like every time, I mean, like, unfortunately, when I hear these stories happen, I'm like, oh, where that happened? Like, I almost have like a map of like the mm-hmm. 48 United, you know, of the United States. I'm like, where did that happen? What city? Okay, I guess I'm not going there. Put a little push pin there. I'm like,
which absolutely sucks because it's not right. You know what I mean? Like, if that's the case, unfortunately, you're not leaving your apartment.
Yeah, no. Or you go to the major city of any of these places. You can't go to the random part of...
Right, but I hate to say it. The reason why you have to do that is because more likely than not, there's more minorities than there are otherwise.
Yeah.
Thinking about most cities, regular cities, there's more minorities than there are majorities. Majority, if you will.
Okay.
Thinking about New York, thinking about Chicago, thinking about LA, thinking about...
Hell, I mean, parts of Jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's... And then on top of that, like, related but not related, like, obviously the George Floyd case ended. Mm-hmm. Derek Chauvin got pretty much the full extent of the law, guilty on all three counts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel as though justice is served, according to the LA Raiders. We can all breathe now. Which, I feel like the intent was good, but it was not eloquently put in a statement.
You read the explanation behind after the statement came out. It seems innocent enough, but you're right.
But it's also one of those once they put it out there, and granted, it's not like the president of the Las Vegas Raiders putting this out. This is somebody that works on their social media team, their PR team, a social media manager, or one of their underlings, employees, that's like doing this. And they're like, hey, I'm going to post this on our social media now. No, doesn't work like that. You're shaking your head.
For
no.
Something like that, from everything I was reading, that was an up high tweet.
Really?
But the social media manager was the one who just pressed send. And the reason why I say that is because apparently someone found out who that person's Twitter handle or personal information was and was threatening their life.
Yikes.
And it wasn't them. They were like, I just, like, I'm an intern. Like, sorry. Like, I didn't do it. You know what I mean? So, unfortunately, in this particular case, it was somebody who was like, this sounds like a good idea. Are you, guy over there sitting not even in a cubicle because you don't even get a desk, just do me a favor real quick, press send.
And they don't even know what they're doing. They're like, okay, sure.
Yeah, no problem.
And then they're like, oh, this guy talked to...
And then they found his personal info or her personal info. So, like...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And they doubled down on it. And we're not taking it down. I was like, well, okay.
I mean, that's your opinion. You're entitled to do what you want. But be prepared for some angry tweets, some nasty grams.
It's on brand for the Raiders, though.
I saw a tweet that, like, I hope they go 0-16 this year. Well, now technically it would be 0-17. Mm-hmm. But you know what they were trying to say.
0-16 just rolls off the tongue better.
Yes.
So
with everything just going on, it's just... Tensions are still very high.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the Derek Chauvin case, I guess technically... is the case technically closed? Like... They're going to be able to, you know, try to do some sort of form of appeal or something. You know how usually
they
like...
They can, but it'll be shot down.
Right.
I believe... Because it was guilty on all accounts. I mean, I don't really know the appeals process. Thankfully, I've never had to deal with an appeals process before.
Yeah.
You know, but... I would assume... I don't know. At this point in time, you're almost kind of hoping that it just kind of the guy serves his time and does whatever it is. And
well, I mean, he's in jail pretty much for the rest of his life, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
fine. Good.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But going back to Dante Wright and George Floyd, and a lot of times you hear these things where it's like, well, why is there a scuffle? Why are they resisting, et cetera, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, part of that reason why there may be a scuffle, why they may resist, is because of previous stories you see on the news where police talk to someone and they're in the process of trying to arrest them or detain them, and then they end up killing them. So now on top of that, there's probably a level of anxiety that these people have. The people that are getting pulled over by the cops. I know I get anxiety just driving by a cop car half the time.
Sure.
I'm no drugs, no alcohol in my system. I'll, you know, drive by a cop car, and the minute I see them, I'm like, am I going the speed limit?
Right. My hands attended to.
I'm like, oh my God. Is it, you know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah. And then, and then, like, you see them not pull out, and you're like, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's always a level of anxiety, especially with the police. And fortunately for where we are and where we live and our backgrounds, I mean, we're the lucky ones in this scenario.
Sure.
Especially in this day and age. So, I mean, it's just it's a lot to unpack, and this is a story that's not going to go away. It's just All you're hearing are multiple stories coming out of just systematic racism, police brutality. Just the stories are not going away. We just hope that these things can't all be just categorized in one thing either. Like you got to go through these things case by case too.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the reoccurring theme is that black people are getting killed by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, white people can storm the Capitol building and nothing, nobody, I think like a handful of people unfortunately died, but I mean in terms of...
But they weren't the people storming the Capitol.
Yeah, I know.
They were Capitol police officers. Now, granted, yes, okay, one of them died because of having like... multiple strokes. Well, maybe if they weren't put in a position of that level of intensity, maybe they wouldn't have had multiple strokes.
Yeah. So it's just, it seems like a reoccurring theme. And...
Oh, and all those insurrectionists, all those people who stormed the Capitol went home. They had to comb through footage and then find them and then bring them in and arrest them.
Yes.
They all went home.
Meanwhile, when there's Black Lives Matter peaceful protests...
Mm-hmm.
You got the National Guard. You got You got like SWAT team, you name it. You had every type of military personnel guarding buildings just in case. Mm-hmm. If you ever play Grand Theft Auto, and you just like keep doing bad things, you have like those like little police badges at the top of the screen. Okay. So it's like if you like you're running down the street and like you punch somebody, mm-hmm. like nothing happens. Like it'll like flicker for a second, and then like if you get in a car, you just start like mowing people down.
Sure.
And then you see little police badges start getting more and more. Like the police start following you, and then when you get to a point where all you do is just complete, just you go on like a massacre. You just are killing everybody, your car crashing, you're causing explosions, you're shooting people up. Then like the SWAT team comes in, right. And it gets to a point where like it gets so crazy, like the game's automatically over because you get like sniped, like right. like somebody like gets you with a sniper sure. rifle at the end of the mm-hmm. at the end of this like whole thing. Every once in a while, people, I've done it. It's like, well, how far can I go in Grand Theft right. Auto? Because mm-hmm. you know it's a video game, not real life. Mm-hmm. How much bad shit can I do before like the real motherfuckers come and get me?
Right. Isn't that kind of the point of the game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But there are times where, like, they have missions, and then they have the stuff where you just, like, walk around town, just shoot people.
Okay.
And just because you're able to do that in that game. But I feel like there's, like, 5 police badges when Black Lives Matter protests are in play, and there's, like, 1 police badge when people storm the Capitol. That's the analogy I was going with.
Okay.
It's going with the Grand Theft Auto analogy. But anyway, I don't want to harp on this for too long, but obviously my first apology is not going into the Dante Wright. I was tired about it. Sure. I just didn't really want to get mm-hmm. into it. And then I thought about it. Actually, I had a conversation with my friend Hal, who you have to meet. He's a good mm-hmm. guy.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm surprised you didn't mention it. I was like, you know what? I thought about it and I didn't want to, but I was like, the next time I do the podcast, I want to bring it up.
Okay.
So I'm bringing it up now. Mm-hmm. So the at Kevin K. Diddy apology tour, apologize for that. Mm-hmm. The other things I want to apologize for. I apologize to Usher Raymond IV.
Oh no, is it not real? Was it like a joke or something?
So we talked about the Usher Raymond story.
I really wanted that to be real.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
The story from the last podcast we talked about, Usher went to a strip club mm-hmm. and supposedly paid the girls in fake money with his picture on it.
Usher Bucks.
AKA Usher Bucks. Mm-hmm. Finding out more about the story, once more information got brought to the public, mm-hmm. he did have the Usher Bucks.
Okay.
He also had real money.
Okay.
That he did pay the strippers.
Okay.
It was the Las Vegas nightclub Sapphire.
Sure.
He had the Usher Bucks, but he also paid them handsomely, might I add. Mm-hmm. All these exotic ladies, exotic dancers, ladies, adult entertainment. Mm-hmm. He paid them all very well. Okay. But he also had the Usher Bucks there. Apparently the Usher Bucks he's doing a Regency out in Las Vegas.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that's part of the promotion.
So it was a promotional stunt.
You couldn't have picked something else to do, though? I mean, especially first off, you putting your face on fake money is already kind of like, well, what are you doing? But mm-hmm. then to do it in a place like a Las Vegas, where I feel like money is just such a, with the gambling aspect, with just all that type of, all the debauchery and things like that, you think putting your face on realistic money was the best way to go?
Probably not, but it's not unheard of. Like, again, like Spearmint Rhino has Rhino Bucks, where they have their own fake currency for there. You trade in $100 or whatever it is, and you get 100 Rhino Bucks rather than $100.
Seem to know a lot about this Spearmint Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask if
you've been with me pretty much every moment we've been in Vegas.
But we've never gone to Spearmint Rhino.
Mm-mm.
But I'm just, listen, I'm not, your girlfriend's probably listening. So like,
she knows I haven't been in there. She knows where my tax bracket lies. Like, hi, I would like 1/4 of a lap dance, please. Like, that's about what I could afford going into like a high end Vegas strip club. It'd be like, hi, how much for a drink? Right, so drink or dance, drink or dance. Yeah, I'm just going to leave. I'll just sit in the parking lot. It's fine. I'll wait till you guys are done.
That's not creepy.
No. No, you know what? I saw it on Twitter. Someone was talking about it. I saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
So, but no, I've never been in. We've never been in a strip club in Vegas.
As crazy as that may sound.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know, like, the closest I think we've been to one was that liquor store we go to that's near Hard Rock. Because that's over towards that area. Other than that, never been in a strip club in Vegas.
Now, for what it's worth, like, once I heard that, it's like, oh, Usher has a Regency Vegas? That'd be pretty cool to go to.
Right.
It's like, weren't you those motherfuckers talking shit about me on the fucking podcast? I'm like, yeah, but that was, you know, see what happened was.
Right? Have a diddy buck.
Yeah, here you go.
Apparently, there was a rumor floating around, again, on the Twitter, that Beyonce may end up with a residency out there.
I was saying Regency. Residency. That's what I wanted to say. I mean, I hope they're not going...
You may not come back if this is all happening right around when you go out there. Like, you know what? Summer of Diddy is back, baby. Yeah. Like, I ain't coming back.
They're like, what happened to Kev? It's like, Vegas has him now.
Yeah, right? Like, forward my mail.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, don't even worry about it. I'm like, it's all bills anyway. I ain't paying that shit. I ain't coming back.
I mean, I'm saving trees. I just get that stuff electronically sent.
True.
But...
You would even pick your water bill in like 2 months. You're like, I ain't coming back.
I saw that. I was like, oh, that'd be cool to go to. Usher residency out in Vegas. And you're telling me Beyonce residency out there?
That's the rumor. Because her and Jay-Z apparently were out there recently. And like, so maybe, I don't know. But
Beyonce,
that's kind of the rumor.
Beyonce and Jay-Z just print money. And they print real money, not Usher money.
No, yes.
Not money with Usher's face on it. They print actual money with Franklin's and Grant's on it.
I would trade a dollar for a Bay Buck.
A Bay Buck.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have your face on fake money, at least like put it on a poster or something. Don't like print it out and put it in those like glass suitcases that you put actual money in. That's the thing. Like, he took the whole fake money thing too far. He made it too realistic.
Well, that's the problem, is he made it look too realistic. Like, typically, like, if anything, you go to a party city, you can look at it and you're like, okay, this is obviously
fraudulent. Or if anything, how about this? You got a Vegas residency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're Usher. Oh, you know, fake money, this, that. I'm going to put my face on fake money. Why don't you do it on... I'm looking at my Ocean's 11 post right now.
Right.
Put it on fucking poker chips.
Because you can't make it rain on strippers with poker chips. You're making it hail, and that hurts the strippers, and they don't like that.
So this is all for the stripper safety.
Correct.
To print it on paper and not on hard pieces of plastic or
clay
or whatever it is.
It's also probably a shit ton cheaper to make a whole bunch of fake looking money than it is to make chips. Not that he has to worry about the money, but we don't know what his tab was at said gentleman's establishment.
Well, Sapphire.
Right. We don't know what it was. So
anyway.
And again, do you really want to bring in like a Santa bag full of fucking chips and just be like, oh, I know what this fucker's going to do. You're like, take cover. Like, how many music videos have you seen? How many times are chips thrown up in the air on strippers?
You know, the only time you see chips getting thrown up in a video is like when they're actually at the casino table.
Mm-hmm.
And like that whole like, oh my God, this is amazing. You throw the chips up in the air.
Right.
That's the only time I've seen that.
Yeah.
Is at an actual, which is something that you should never do in a casino anyway.
No.
That's always something you see in TV and movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize to Usher Raymond.
He accepts your apology.
I hope so. He's probably like, what? I'm not even, trust me, I'm not even a blip on Usher Raider's, Usher Raymond's radar right now.
Yeah, until you try to get tickets and they're like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, you cannot have a ticket.
I'm like, why? It was like, we heard what you said.
Yeah, right.
And you're not allowed in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, thanks. See you later. Bye, Usher.
Yep, bye,
fuck
Usher.
You.
Yeah, right.
You're like, fuck you. I'm like, all right, cool. See you later. Bye. So,
I hated doing in the mix.
Was that the movie where he was like the
DJ with like Emmanuel Creek? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she looked good in that movie.
Yeah, she did.
So I apologize to Usher.
Mm-hmm.
My third apology.
Okay.
I've been ragging on this place and I gave it a shot. You and I talked about this probably 2 months ago.
Is it fucking Qdoba?
It's not Qdoba. Okay. No. Qdoba doesn't get any of my
fair enough.
Qdoba gets nothing from me. Mm-hmm. Maybe a steaming bag of fucking shit. That's about it.
Alright.
And I have to apologize to Folklore Taco in Cranford, New Jersey.
Okay.
I was a little skeptical.
You like the taste of cut grass, is what you're telling me.
Can I tell you?
Sure.
There's an option for that.
It's called no cilantro. They probably didn't see what I ordered.
They have cilantro, mm-hmm. or I forgot the terminology they use, or veggies or something like that. But there's this place by us, mm-hmm. and I was a little skeptical because it seems like this artisanal taco place in, no offense, in white bread city of America. And I'm like, these tacos are not going to be that good. Mm-hmm. I was definitely, you want to talk about painting things with white paintbrush?
Sure.
That was like, there's no way that, excuse my language here, there's no way that these white people are going to know how to make some banging ass tacos.
Right.
And for what it's worth, I don't know who's in charge of the place. It just happens to be in a city that's predominantly white. Mm-hmm. But the tacos are pretty damn good.
Okay.
And there is an option for cilantro. It's like cilantro and like mixed veggies is the other selection. So you can choose one or the other.
Okay.
So you don't have to get cut mm-hmm. grass, as you like to call it, cut grass on your tacos. Mm-hmm. So I got some stuff from Grubhub off of them.
Nice.
The other, okay. maybe about couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and it was actually pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
So I apologize to the Folklore Taco.
They accept as well.
My final apology, sort of related, mm-hmm. and I talked to you about this yesterday.
Okay.
I apologize for not putting respect on the name of this particular business.
Is it Qdoba?
No.
Okay.
It's not Qdoba.
I'm just trying to broker peace.
Rooster Spin in Westfield, New Jersey.
Yeah, okay.
Rooster Spin in Westfield, New Jersey, in my opinion, has the best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Why?
It's from the bread mm-hmm. to the chicken breast mm-hmm. to the flavor, to the seasoning they put on there. They put some sort of like glaze, soy, like sesame glaze on or something like that mm-hmm. with the like, honestly, like I'm thinking about it and I'm probably gonna get one
nice
at some point this evening.
Okay.
A little pricey though.
Sure.
But it's the best chicken sandwich. I thought about it.
Okay.
Chuck and Katie put me up on it because mm-hmm. they got Rooster Spin the other week and they were like, hey, like, do you mind picking it up for us because it's by me? So I was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, well, what are you getting? They're like, oh, we're going to get a chicken sandwich. I think you can get it like, they have like two variations of it. And they're like, I think you get like a spicier one and then you can get like a non-spicy one. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you guys getting? They're getting the spicy one. I was like, all right, done.
Right.
And I got it. And I ate it. I was like, wow, this is pretty good. And then I like thought, you know, when you eat something and you mm-hmm. think about it the next day, you're like, damn, that was actually really good. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Okay.
I didn't put respect on the name.
I can kind of understand that considering the location of it.
Yeah.
In fairness, the other place is also in the same town.
That's now number two.
Okay.
Northside Kitchen is number two. Rooster Spin is number one. Best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. Fried chicken sandwich.
Now, would you say the same thing if it was the original one and not the spicy one? Because in fairness, the one on Northside Cafe is not spicy.
Yes.
You just augment it that way.
Yes.
Which again is delicious. Especially with the coleslaw on it and everything. But what if you... Now, I feel like you need to do a side-by-side comparison.
I have to go to the gym for a couple of days before I do that.
It's just... I mean, summer bodies are still put on hold. Like, it's still a pandemic. Like, you can have two chicken sandwiches in one day. Treat yourself.
I was going to say, that's a lot. But yeah, I could. But they have a really good chicken sandwich. I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
And I didn't put respect on the name. I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. I went to Rooster Spin when it first opened. And the one thing that they were known for was their double fried wings.
Okay.
Which I was like, they're okay.
Right.
And I had them again. They mm-hmm. weren't bad. They're actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't reheat well.
Fair
but
enough. Okay.
They're pretty good when you get them fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a very... I had like not the best experience there when I went there the first time.
Okay.
Because I went there actually with my ex. And we went there because we tried it out. This is when, like, you know, you get to that point of when you're in a relationship and you just want to, like, try new places. Like, mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's have date night. Where do you want to go? Let's try this place out. Okay. You sure. Go there.
Right.
The place is BYOB, which is not a knock. I'm just like, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So you can bring stuff if you want.
Right.
And we ordered a couple of things. Everything was kind of like tapas style at that point, mm-hmm. like small plates. So then we go there. We get like whatever drinks that they have, specialty drinks, even though it's like they're not alcoholic, but they were good.
Right. Okay.
So then we got the wings because that's the thing that you go on Yelp, you go on all these places.
You go
with they're
what
like,
you're going for. Sure.
Get the wings. Get the wings. Double fried wings. Get the wings. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So we get them. And I guess there's like some sort of like glaze that they put on the wings. Mm-hmm. But I like dipping my wings in some level of sauce.
Okay.
Blue cheese.
Rather than having it glazed or sauced for you.
Well, here's the thing is that usually like you get a buffalo wing, you like to dip it a little blue cheese, ranch for mm-hmm. all the ranch people out there.
Sure.
You like to do something like that. That's kind of what I wanted. I want a little dipping sauce. Even though it has something on it already, I want a little more. I want a little dipping.
Okay.
I want a little dipping sauce. So we asked them, I was like, hey, by the way, like we got the wings. I was like, does this come with like anything like a blue cheese or ranch or anything like that?
They looked at you like you were a peasant.
You know what? You're not that far off. Mm-hmm. So
it's like you just spit in the cook's mouth.
Well, it's also one of those things where it's like, one, never been here before.
Right.
Two, the place is Rooster Spin. It should be called Hipster Spin because it was very hipster in there.
Sure. So the wings were made ironically.
I guess so. Okay. And so I asked him, we're like, do you have like anything like ranch or like blue cheese? Like we could dip
like
the wings in.
Hipsters, vegetarians? Like what the fuck?
And the guy was like, well, he was like, no, we don't have like ranch or blue cheese or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But if the wings are a little too spicy for you, you can chew on this piece of pickled ginger root that's on your plate.
Yeah, I got something for you to fucking chew on too, guy.
Like, well, I was like, yeah, I got some pickled ginger root that you could fucking chew on. Exactly. And mm-hmm. I was like, what type of fucking answer is that? Like, that was like the douchiest response I've ever heard from somebody. Mm-hmm. And I work in the industry.
Right.
And I was like, what? And then that just left a bad taste in my mouth from that point on. I think never went back there again.
I don't blame you.
And that was like years ago. I guess things have changed. The menu's a little more modified, a little augmented, whatever. And their chicken sandwich is really good. Because no offense, it has a sauce on it and coleslaw and other shit. So mm-hmm. you know what? You figured out you needed dippings at some point for right. some of the stuff that's on your menu.
You're now slowly like having a love-hate relationship with this place because I can hear it in your voice. You're like, you know what? And you're like, you're going to call him a motherfucker. Like...
They're like, here's your wings. And by the way, here's a side of ranch. I was like, oh, it comes with ranch now.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Well, actually, no, because you'd be using a third-party service, you don't have to worry about it. But I'm like, if this was the old days where, like, the person who, like, delivered worked for the place, you'd be like, I'm going to have to tell them my neighbor next door and then just pick up the food outside their apartment so they don't know it's me. I'm like, oh, that's that motherfucker who said, you know, who didn't want pickled ginger. Root. Like, fuck wants pickled ginger root with a wing? Like,
how do you say that to somebody with, like, a straight face?
You do it because you have a man bun. You do it because your pants are too tight and you have to sit down when you pee, probably. That's why. On top of the fact that it's probably the worst customer service I've ever heard in my life. It's like, well, you know, if it's a little bit too much for you, big boy, like, oh, is this what we're going to do? Because I'll put it out on the fucking counter right now.
I mean, every once in a while, people, like, say stuff to me and it's just like, realize I could like fucking slap shit out of you right now, right? Like this is like you're not behind a bar counter. Like
no.
Like you're standing at the table. Yeah. Like I could stand up too and I'll be taller than you.
Yeah.
I could probably kick you in the stomach.
Yeah.
So I mean it's just I don't know. That was like the experience I had there, it turned me off. But they won me back. So with that, the apology tour is officially over.
Okay.
Rabbit Hole Podcast at Kevin K. Diddy at R. Hanson 817. And you were talking about the doing the chicken sandwich challenge, like side by side. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I already know who's gonna win. It's just, do I choose to eat two chicken sandwiches one day?
Yeah.
And you talk about summer bodies. Can I tell you, the gym is on fire right now. You want to talk about people getting summer bodies? Sure. It is brutal at the gym right now in terms of you just trying to go in there. And look, I'm not a creep at all. And I try not to be a creepy guy.
Sure.
But when there are girls walking around in yoga pants and they're doing their little exercises and not trying to minimize what they're doing at the gym, mm-hmm. but sometimes some of the stuff that they're doing, there's a difference between doing exercises to gain strength and tone and gain muscle tone and mm-hmm. everything like that. Right. Like, I get those exercises.
Sure.
And I've seen people that do those. Mm-hmm. And then there's other ones that are like, you are just doing it so you can do that nice little side profile pic on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Those, there's a lot more of those girls at the gym than there are the ones that are like, I care about my health and fitness. And yeah, I want to look good too, but like, that's number one.
Right.
And I'm seeing it in front of my face, and I'm kind of just like, this is a major distraction. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, like, I gotta go in there, and it's like, it's funny because, like, literally, like, you don't know where you're, like, I almost have to work out my eyes closed. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know where to look, because sometimes I look straight and stuff just like goes right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I like to think in my own little like fantasy world, they're doing it for me. I know they're not doing it for me,
they are doing it for me.
I don't even think they're doing it for me, but I know that they're not. It just so happens the gym is only that, you know, so big. So it's like there's going to be
true
shared space mm-hmm. in certain things. But man, I got to be like the fucking Queen's Guard in there when I'm working out. Like, you know, the Queen's Guard that like for like the royal family, like Buckingham Palace, like the guys just show no emotion. They just stand outside.
I thought you were getting a really tall furry hat. I was like, yes. I was like, please get a really tall furry hat.
I gotta be like one of those motherfuckers at mm-hmm. the gym. I can't show any emotion. I can't look directly at anything.
No, you give one wrong hey girl to the wrong one. I'm sorry, sir, but your membership is no longer valid here. You're like, okay, well, that's fine.
No, it's like we had a good run.
Yeah, right. I deserve that.
And then on top of it, the worst part is it's like, is this girl 18?
Yeah.
Is this girl 21? Mm-hmm. Or is this girl 15 years old? That's the other part of it. This ain't like the bar where it's like, I know everybody walking in is 21 years old.
Most of the time. At least over the age of 18.
I mean, I run a tight ship now over at the fair.
I would assume so. Well, yes. It's a different world there.
Yes. So, I mean, but yeah, I gotta be like, mm-hmm. I gotta be like the Queen's Guard.
Does everyone wear their mask there?
Yes.
Okay.
Every once in a while, you'll see somebody pull it down because they're drinking water, and then that little extended, like, the mask is still down. I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, I'm gonna walk away from this guy. Yeah. Just in case, just to be safe. But yeah, for the most part, everybody's wearing masks there. It's actually, there, besides, like, the random girls that all of a sudden now go to the gym there, which mm-hmm. I'm not complaining about.
Sure.
But it's been the gym that I go to, it's been the same people since day one.
Right.
There haven't been any really new faces at the gym.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ain't looking at faces right now, homie.
Well,
you're like, I've not seen those before. You're
like, oh. I'm like, those cheeks look unfamiliar. What's right? going on here? But yeah, I gotta be stone mm-hmm. cold, like no type of like emotion on my face, because like literally, like I'm gonna get caught staring.
I'm never gonna be allowed to go to the gym with you again.
Oh, you're with him? Yeah, you can't come in. No. What? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. But I have a guest yeah. pass. You're like, well, he ain't a member no more.
Yeah, it's fucking wild, dude. But yeah. Queen's Guard. That's who I am at the gym. I got the big furry hat. I got the red blazer mm-hmm. coat, and I'm just working out at the gym.
Yep.
You ever see those videos where like they break like character because like people keep fucking with them?
Mm-hmm.
Those are good videos.
It's all fun and games until you're doing that shit at the gym and you just snap something up and you're like, oh no, now I really can't come back here again.
You get a phone call from me like, Bobby, I need your help. I'm like, what? I'm like, here's what happened.
I wouldn't even need the story. Like, we would take care of it. We would do what we need to get done. And then afterward, we would sit down with a cup of coffee and maybe like a Jameson or something like that. And be like, all right, so now story time.
Yes.
What did you do and how old was she?
Like, her name is Samantha and she's 23, I think.
I love her.
Speaking of Buckingham Palace, I mean, obviously, another person that passed away was, he was 19 years old.
Yeah, Prince Philip. Yeah, but he had a little tinge of racism to him. Not that that's acceptable. And right. He was also in his
90s. Yeah, he also had a good run. No, he was 99, excuse me. Yeah. He was 99 years old. Mm-hmm. He's almost 100 years old. Yeah, I mean, if you're 100 years old, you probably have, and you're white, you probably got a little, you know.
Yeah, Michael Don didn't. He was 93.
Okay.
It just happens, unfortunately, you know, considering you're a colonized country and all of those types of things.
Okay, fair enough. Like that, fair enough. All
right. You know.
But I did see a nice meme of Prince Philip and DMX giving each other pounds at the pearly gates, apparently.
There was I'm assuming he didn't know what color DMX was either, apparently, because apparently that worked for Meghan Markle, so... You know, if you want to go that route with it,
I saw some meme. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both passed away on the same day.
Yeah,
that's wild. Anyway, the other stuff I wanted to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, on a side note, because I was talking about power, you're a power guy now.
It's allergy season. I ain't got shit else to do. I don't go outside until I start seeing that fucking pollen go away. And we can't do anything indoors anyway. There's no place to really go. Like, as awesome as Target is, I do that once a week. Like, and Target pickups are fucking awesome. They just put the stuff in your trunk for you, which is pretty cool. But yeah, the only issue I have with power, and if you haven't watched it, fuck you. It's been on for 6 years. Like, I'm going to spoil it. There's no reason at all that Kanan should be alive again. I'm sorry. There is no reason at all he should be alive again. And I have not seen much more than half, you know, maybe two episodes or so into, like, season four. But, like, there is no reason he should still be alive. Like, I'm sorry. He should have died then. I understand you EP the show. So, yes, technically you can come back with a shit ton of burn all over your body and everything else. And I learned a little bit more about what lean is and how you properly put it, like, concoct it. Like, it's not a drink.
A little dirty Sprite.
Yeah, it's not something I would ever make. I thought it was ginger ale.
You can do either one.
They use the darker green plastic bottle.
You could do either one.
Okay.
But I know Sprite is the one that a lot of times people use.
It's just Sprite and promethazine, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's just. Okay. Thanks. I learned what lean is. Like. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, I feel like I could have done that on a Google search with Kanan still being dead. Like, it did not make sense for him to come back alive. I'm sorry. It didn't.
And you're on season four. I'm almost done with the Power series, not Power Book 2, but I'm at.
And you said, the Power Book 2 is Ghost's son, right?
Yes.
Tariq.
Tariq. Yes.
Tariq, right.
Yes.
I don't understand how they're gonna make this into something with him. Like, as of right now, because as of right now, he's just kind of like a 15-year-old who's mad at his dad. Like, that's not typically how, like, gang empires are born.
Keep watching.
Oh, no, I'm assuming he's still going to go down some level of bad road. But, like, I'm sorry, you're stealing from your rich white schoolmates or whatever it is. I'm like, that doesn't really make you a drug empire lord guy. Like, it really doesn't. Like, I'm like, you're kind of a little...
Wait, you just got to wait. I'm almost done. I'm like an episode away from the actual show being being done. So they're pretty much, everything's just getting wrapped up right now. But it's one of those shows where it's just like a Sopranos, where if everybody's doing bad stuff, it's not going to end well for a lot of the people on that show.
It's unfortunate because, like, we've seen enough shows that, like, we've liked, like, mutually or whatever.
Yeah.
And it, towards the end, like, once you know the last season's happening, it was like, even like Game of Thrones, it was like, all right, episode two, yep, you're dying. Right, yeah. Episode four, but you're dying. Like, yeah. You know, it's like Goodfellas, like you said, Sopranos, like Casino.
You could probably do a bingo board or a place. I'm sure they probably had it when the show was on currently.
Sure.
They probably had some, like, over-under. It's like, how far is such and such character going to make it? Right. They're going to make it through the entire season?
Yeah.
They're going to make it to the first episode, second episode? Yep. You know, like, just like some sort of, like, a pool.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, so Bobby's watching Power now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. I'm happy you took my recommendation.
Of course.
And so I'm almost done.
I take 99.9% of your recommendations. Like, every now and again, I'm like, do I really have to watch this? Like,
I'm sorry you had to watch. Was that show on Netflix? That I was like, you gotta watch. Yeah, but at least
it was too hot to handle.
Which I think is coming back actually.
The one chick turned lesbo.
Oh.
The one chick who, like, the one with the big boobs who was doing it with everyone in the, oh, fuck, what was her name? Was it Farrah? It was the real dumb slut. Like, it doesn't, I know that doesn't narrow it down, but it was. She was the one who I think had sex the first or second episode, and it got everyone mad at her in the beginning.
Who, the Frankie chick?
Yes.
Frankie?
Yes, her.
She's her lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
Three and a half minutes in my book. Like, that's all I needed. Yes, Frankie.
You know what's funny? Because, like, one day, like, I saw, like, the dude that she was with on Too Hot to Handle, like, his IG profile. Mm-hmm. And she ain't in any of those pictures anymore.
No.
So I was like, okay, I guess I broke up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm sorry you had to watch Too Hot to Handle. Hey, listen.
It was, you know what I will say? It was a dumb, fun show, but like there was parts of it where I was like, I'm getting dumber watching this. It's why I don't watch much reality TV. I watch enough news, and unfortunately, kind of like the way you started this podcast, I'm like, that's enough reality TV for today. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's the perfect, I think I'm all caught up on Falcon and Winter Soldier, by the way. I highly recommend you watch it.
Is it done though?
I don't know, because the way it ended, this the most recent episode I saw, I was like, you could be done for this season. I kind of hope you're not. And it didn't say, like, remember how like in WandaVision it actually said series finale?
Yeah,
as like the title of the episode. It didn't say that. And it's also like, would you really do a show that only has five episodes, you know? But yeah. No, I waited until like I started to see a shit ton of chatter on Twitter or whatever.
I kept scrolling past. I was like, I want to wait till the show's done.
Well, figure. Oh, okay. So you're gonna wait till the end. You're not just waiting for enough binge worthy content to be like, oh, this is almost like a movie. It's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, because you want to know why? Because I don't want to hop into something while I'm still watching Power. I'm almost done with Power, so let me just finish up Power, and then I'll move on to something else.
You know what's interesting to me? And I realized this with Game of Thrones, because when you first told me to binge watch Game of Thrones, it was in anticipation of the final season.
Right.
And then
I wanted to catch up.
Right. And then I did that, and then I was like, this sucks. I have to wait every fucking week for another episode.
Yeah, welcome to the world of everybody else that fucking watched that show.
That's cute. That's not me. Like, so, like, even for Power, I'm like, how do people fucking do that?
Like, I mean, even where I'm at now, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I was like, I couldn't imagine waiting.
Right?
Like, see you next Sunday. I'm like, fuck right? You. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what happens now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm almost happier at that point, like, watch it, just waiting and watching a show after it's over, kind of like what you're talking about with Falcon Winter Soldier.
The only thing that you lose out of it is that obviously people are talking about it. It could be potential water cooler talk with mm-hmm. people being like, oh man, did you catch like last night's Game of Thrones? Did you catch last night's Power? It's crazy, right?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. That's the only thing that you won't be able to do. Or you could be funny and awkward and do it now and be like, so Power, crazy show, huh?
Right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just...
Well, that's the good... That's the good thing for the most part for, like, Falcon Winter Soldier or, like, anything Marvel for the most part related. The spoilers to me aren't really that... Like, I saw the spoilers. I saw that, you know, X person was there or whatever it was. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, I still kind of want to see how they get to it. You know, but like you said, like a more serious drama, like a... Game of Thrones, Power.
Yeah.
I still think you should watch Billions. I think that was a good. I think that was a good one.
It's on the list. It's on the list.
Like that one to me, I was like, I'm not really all that worried about the spoilers.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know. I'm excited for it though. Again, allergy season rocks right now because I just do nothing but binge watch TV and, you know, don't leave. Granted, it's still somewhat of a pandemic, even though things are slowly starting to open back up. And oh, shit. Did you see this, by the way?
What?
McRecon finally fucking paid due. A six-hour mixed... I think it's broken up into two episodes. It was on his IG. And it's on his Mixcloud.
Shout out at DJ McGregan for finally coming through with the. He did bring up a good point. He was because we made this bet. I was like, "What's gonna come out first? DJ McGregan making a vaccine mixtape DJ Mix or us getting the vaccine. Keyword us. Mm-hmm. Bobby got the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I have not yet.
Right.
Working on it. So being that, I was saying that the bet was done because Bobby got double vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But I did say we, us. I have not. So technically, the bet's still on. And apparently, he came through. Our boy DJ, at DJ McGregan. On all social media.
But did he actually come through, or did he just record something that he did live and play that off as a mix?
See, I feel like he wouldn't shortcut us. I feel like he wouldn't do it.
Oh, I can't wait for him to get really red in the face and blush, because I guarantee you that's probably what he did.
Prove me wrong, McRican. Prove me wrong. But yeah, he did come out with a mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning, speaking of vaccine, getting mine next Thursday.
You have an appointment?
I'm going to book one probably 2 or 3 days prior to Thursday.
Okay.
Because the way the portals that I'm going through, it's like you can have an appointment right now or you can have it tomorrow.
Right.
It's not like you can be like, hey, can I get it next Friday? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's very like short notice. I guess that's the way they have to do it. My sister, love her to death. Like, she was like, did you get it yet? I was like, no, did you schedule an appointment? Well, I'm working on it. Well, like she's like really like pressuring me to get it. And I'm like, it's like, look, I'm getting it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's not that I don't want to get it. Yeah, it's going to get done.
Right.
All right. That's number one. Number two, like, I want things to go back to normal. And this is what I have to do for things to go back to normal. Then I want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I want to make sure that I don't feel a certain type of way after I get it. So I want to make sure that the next day I'm off.
Right.
Based off of all the things that I've talked about with people,
mm-hmm.
from people I work with, friends, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I feel like my plan is that I'm going to get it on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I do work.
Yep.
So I'll get it before work.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I hear, is when you kind of feel kind of like tired, whatever like that, lethargic, whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day I would be off. That would be Friday.
Yeah.
And then the next day, Saturday, you pretty much are like back to normal.
First shot shouldn't really bother you too much. Second one will probably knock you down a little bit. Knocking you down a peg.
And
you're not getting knocked all the way
and
down.
Right. And these things are case by case.
Mm-hmm.
So I factor all that in when I'm going to get the appointment.
Right.
Other situation. And this is something that somebody brought up and I thought about it. And I was kind of reading about it too. Alcohol. Can you drink while this vaccine's in your system, like when you get it, should you drink? Can you have a couple drinks before the day you get your vaccination?
Mm-hmm.
Can you have drinks after? And like, there's no thing backing up yes or no, but they recommend that, you know what, like no excessive drinking before you get your vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chuck and Katie's having a little birthday thing on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
so I'm figuring, all right. I have work on Sunday anyway, so I'll probably like a drink or two and then just go to work right after.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, probably won't have anything to drink up until, I won't have anything to drink probably for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take it easy. And and that'll be Monday to Thursday of just trying to, you know, probably try to go to the gym. Bless you. Probably go to the gym, try to kind of be a little bit healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Get the vaccine on Thursday, chill on Friday. And then just, you know, I'll probably have a drink here or there, but nothing crazy. And then get the other vaccination and then just kind of keep it low key. And then maybe like a week or so after that, I'll be like, all right, let me slowly get back into the group.
Multivitamin, extra water.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So I just,
it's about all you can do.
Yeah.
You
know? So I feel like I'm just going to do all that. And on top of that, the other part of it is that wherever I'm going to go, they have the listing of like what vaccine you'll get on this portal.
Mm-hmm.
So like, well, if you go here, you're gonna get the Pfizer one. That's the one I want.
Sure.
Because mm-hmm. that's the one my mom got. That's the one my sister got. My mom got Pfizer, like mm-hmm. both of them. She was like, I felt fine. Mom's 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally the second vaccine, which is the one that's supposed to knock you on your ass, she's at home eating Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster.
Sure. That's the secret.
She's like, I'm just eating biscuits from Red Lobster.
Sure.
I was like, oh, the Cheddar Bay ones? I was like, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, so have a day off, a little exercise, a little water, a little vibe.
You can work through it.
I'm sure I could too.
I worked through it the day after. I didn't drink afterward. So I didn't drink because I actually went to Chuck and Katie's house for a friend's. Oh, I think I got a promotion at work. I didn't drink that day.
Okay.
But that next day, that Monday, I worked. I did a couple other things, and you just felt hazy. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of felt like maybe you were operating. Your top gear is third gear instead of five or whatever it would be. You know what I mean? And yeah, it went away in 24 hours. You know?
All right.
So, like, my dad's older. And the second shot, because he got Pfizer as well, that hit him and he was kind of down for the count for a day and a half, 36 hours.
Okay.
But he was fine. You know? It was nothing more than just like a little on and off chills, like nothing like vomiting or like anything crazy. It was just
I know. And but at the same time, it's just like, I know this thing hits people differently. Mm-hmm. So I just want to, you know, just play it safe.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm doing. So yeah. So that's like the game plan for me getting this vaccination. You know, going over some of the other notes that I have, because I have a ton, because obviously we were going to do this on Monday and, you know, things happen, stories break, rest in peace Shock G, aka Humpty Hump. Mm-hmm. And I noticed I was on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I saw this story about Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo has like...
He's engaged to Alexa Bliss from the WWE. Oh, no. I'm thinking of Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, no, wrong person.
But he's engaged. He just had a child.
Okay.
And I was like, look at this guy. He's just like living his best life. He's on social media. He's on Instagram, whatever like that.
Okay.
And I noticed something like, about
what's
him.
What's the other shoe?
Jason Derulo kind of looks like me. Mm-hmm. Like, from the hairstyle to some of the clothes, I was like, mm-hmm. This guy kind of looks like me. Mm-hmm. And then I thought to myself, I was like, Jason Derulo would be my life if I made better choices.
Or his life would be, or your life would be his if he made better choices.
I mean, that's a great way of looking at it, mm-hmm. But I'm looking at his life and I compare it to mine. Albeit, my life, pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, but on paper, like, Jason Derulo's life, and, you know what? We can agree to disagree.
Well, here's the thing. You can walk down your street and not get mobbed. Like, you like a private life, right?
Yeah, to an extent. Yeah. I mean, if I know somebody, I would say hi to them, but,
No. But what I'm saying is, like, you don't have to worry about that, like, public figure stuff. You don't have to worry. You know what I mean in that sense? Like,
All I'm saying is that I hear what you're saying, because... There's pros and cons to living a certain type of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But I'm just looking at it just face value. Looking at these photos, big smile on his face, mm-hmm. beautiful fiance, baby.
Sure.
Guy kind of looks like me. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, this guy pretty much looks like me. So what you're telling me is that I could have a life like this, mm-hmm. just basing it off of face value. And I was just like, Jason Derulo is like... It's kind of like one of those, like, this is your life or Ghost of Christmas Past moments where it's just like, is this like my alternate life? Could this have been it? Jason Derulo? All right, fine. I'll do a shitty cats movie and dress up like a cat and dance around and be like an idiot.
He was in that movie?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, not for nothing. Yeah, you're living a better life.
Yeah, but so was Idris Elba. There's a lot of famous people in that movie.
What bills they got to pay at this moment in time?
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, they were there.
Yeah, live action cats was not the thing.
But I was like, you know what? I'll take that. And, you know, it's like, all right, fine. I'll do like a shitty cats movie, but like Money in the Bank, jet setting, mm-hmm. beautiful homes, probably, girl, baby, mm-hmm. big smile on your face, doing videos with Will Smith. Jason Derulo is the life that I could have had. And then I thought about it. I was like, I feel like everybody out there has like a version of themselves. It's like, me and that guy are similar. I was like, His life, I don't want to say better, but you know what I mean? It's like, wow, his life is like, he's like doing a lot of like shit in public. I was like, damn, that could have been me. You ever thought about that?
No.
I mean,
not really.
I mean, good for you. I mean, it's more from a comedic point, not really like a serious, like my life sucks. I wish I was Jason Derulo. Yeah. That's not where I'm going with
it.
I'm just looking at certain things, right? I'm like, and I feel like everybody out there has a version of themselves that's super famous. Like a super famous doppelganger. Everybody has one.
Yeah, mine was the husband from John and Kate Plus Eight.
No. No. That's funny. Mm-hmm. I know that's funny, but I know who yours is.
Go on.
Young Hoku. Young Wei Koo. That's the alternate version of you.
I'm not going to wear really tight pants. It's not going to happen.
South Korean
I don't have
kicker.
I don't have drip.
South Korean, you're getting it. Trust me. Stick with me, kid. You'll have drip. You already got some on you right now.
It's allergy season. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
But I mean, I was like...
No, I feel you. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I was just like, Young Wei Koo is like the alternate version of Bobby. Everybody has an alternate version of themselves out there. You just have to figure out who it is. You're going to see somebody, you're like, damn, that guy kind of... Me and him kind of have like similar background, blah, blah, blah. It's like, and he's fucking doing it. And I'm sitting here, you know... Flying my thumb up my ass.
Oh.
Metaphorically speaking.
Sure.
That's all. That was just the observation I made. I was like, who would be Bobby's? I was like, Young Wei Koo. Motherfuckers doing crazy ass trick kicks through the uprights.
He just needs to make rip count.
Rip dude. Got the swoop back hair. Football player.
This guy's nothing like me.
Korean, and you both play football.
I don't have any hair.
I mean, with enough money, you can get some hair back if you wanted to. You look good bald, though.
You know what's crazy? You bald is so long.
Yeah.
That I've been bald.
Yeah. You bald just is like, that's your look now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even when you weren't bald, you just had it like very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a low, probably like one on the clipper, just like mm-hmm.
yep.
all around.
It was a one and it was a 0.5 going down.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's about it. That was just the observation I had. I was just like, everybody has a super famous doppelganger. Think about it, everybody. Everybody that's listening right now, it's like, oh, you know what? I do have it. Trust me, everybody has one.
Or you know what? When you put this up on Twitter or whatever it is, put a picture of it.
Picture me and picture Jason Derulo.
No. Like
side by side. Who's living the better life?
Right? No. Whoever's listening, right?
So right.
Like obviously, when you do the show description, and you do it or whatever,
yeah.
Underneath that, whomever's listening, put in your doppelganger.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of like McRican, I mean, I could think of like three or four DJs, like. McRican's doppelganger could be fucking DJ Khaled for all we know. I mean, it's a stretch, but that's just like that's like the most famous like DJ I could think of right now.
Sure.
But everybody has one.
Yeah.
Everybody in the crew.
But that would be interesting to see. So
that would be interesting.
Post it up underneath.
Yeah. It's a little food for thought for everybody mm-hmm. on a Friday. But going back into everything that we were talking about, because you were talking about like things are kind of getting back to normal, whatever like that.
Sure.
You want to know the other thing that I noticed that things are getting back to normal? Driving into the Square Mile City, which I found out is what the Hoboken like name is. Hoboken, mm-hmm. a Square Mile City.
Yep.
I don't know why, but
because it's a square mile.
Is Hoboken actually a square mile? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Feels longer than a mile.
Yeah.
It's a very long mile, then.
It's very condensed, but yes.
I feel like I walked a mile and I was still in Hoboken.
But, like, circumference, like, perimeter-wise, it's a square mile.
I feel like that is the explanation as why it's called that. I feel like it's not anymore, though. I feel like I walked a mile. Like, I went from Washington up to, like, 14th Street. Mm-hmm. That felt like a fucking mile. And there was still plenty of Hoboken left to walk if I wanted to. But, I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. But, anyway, I was talking about things going back to normal. So, I'm driving into work. And I order ahead Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always do. Dunkin' Donuts mobile app. Any place that has a mobile app where you buy your coffee, just download it. You'll thank me later because you don't have to wait in a fucking line. You just go in there, you get your shit, and fucking leave. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very limited interaction. Like, I haven't waited in a line for coffee in probably the last, like, 3 years. It's fantastic.
Nice.
But I noticed when I walked in Dunkin' Donuts, they had fucking tables in there. They hadn't had tables in Dunkin' Donuts in this one in Hoboken since I started going there and working there, mm-hmm. they actually had tables where people were actually like sitting down, spaced out 6 feet, mm-hmm. but they had tables. I was like, huh, these things
It's because they probably didn't have enough people to work inside and outside, and drive through.
Well, no. This isn't a Dunkin' Donuts. This is like a Hoboken Dunkin' Donuts. There is no drive-thru. I think I know what you're talking about. It's literally
that's
like...
That's surprising, though, because you've had 50% capacity in Jersey for a while.
I just feel like... It's like, wow, maybe things are finally getting back
nature
to...
Nature's healing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But... So, yeah, I noticed that.
Nice.
And it made me feel good. I was just like, all right, things are starting to feel normal again.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday. This song. Here you go.
It's Friday then.
Saturday, Sunday, what?
It's Friday
then. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Hoboken, by the way, is 1.25 square mile. So I guess they rounded down.
Or maybe they added a little more. They're like, yeah, we got to stretch out. But we're not square miles in anymore. It's just like, they're like, yeah, but shh. Nobody has to know that.
Right? Do you know how many signs we got to reprint? Banners?
Yeah.
It's on a flag somewhere.
A square 1.5 mile city.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just, it felt good. Felt good walking around. I was just like, mm-hmm. things feel like they're back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's about an hour, about 1:15 we've been talking, so...
Okay.
I'd say we wrap this up. I got laundry I got to finish. Mm-hmm. So I want to take advantage of a beautiful Friday. And I hope I don't have a ticket on my car.
Yeah, you're probably good. If you do, then I do. So whatever. We'll switch.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at KevinKJD.
Bobby at RHanson 817.
We'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.
And thank you guys for listening again. Peace out.
Thank you.